Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important question regarding Islamic customs and etiquette is the fact that there are Muslim countries, especially in Asia, who celebrate the birthday of the Prophet and they regard it to be equivalent as Eid, and they name it as Eid Milad al-Nabi, which means the birthday of the Prophet, or the Eid which is celebrated to commemorate the birthday of the Prophet. Now, this is something which is very common in these in many Muslim countries of Asia, and of course, wherever our Asians have migrated to, you'll find this festivity or this function being celebrated in various other parts of the world also. Now, the question arises that is this also another Eid of the Muslims, as the name of the function itself implies? The name is Eid Milad al-Nabi, or the Eid which is celebrated as the birthday of the Prophet. If we examine this question in the sources of Islam, and it is essential that whenever we are faced with a question, we must have recourse to the Quran and Sunnah, which are the two basic sources of Islam. And if we do so, we find that there is no such directive written there. There is absolutely no such directive which says that Eid of, or the birthday of the Prophet is a function which needs to be celebrated, or which is a function which Muslims must celebrate in their collective capacity. So this is something which is an addition, which has been added to religion in recent times. And we Muslims must realize the fact that the word Eid is absolutely inappropriate to be collocated with Milad al-Nabi or the birthday of the Prophet. Our sources, the Quran and Sunnah, are absolutely silent about it. Of course, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet in various categories, like, for example, having conferences on the personality of the Prophet, or, for example, having programs on the personality of the Prophet, is something which cannot be objected to. But the bottom line is that this is no religious directive. This is no religious. It has no religious basis. It is, of course, it could be, of course, a manifestation of one's relationship with the Prophet, and that we want ourselves to be reminded of the various aspects of his personality. Although in this regard also the true directive or the true guidance is that one should follow the Prophet and one should be reminded of the Prophet's personality on every single day of the year. However, if we specify a particular day, and that too his birthday, to be reminded of his various aspects of character and his lofty character, of course this cannot be objected to. However, regarding it to be Eid, or regarding to be Eid has the same status as Eid, this is something which is absolutely unfounded. This is not found in any of the sources of Islam. We Muslims have to be careful that we must not create functions and festivals and festivities which reflect Islam, whereas there is no such directive in the sources of Islam. So Eid Milad al-Nabi, or celebrating the birthday of the Prophet as a religious function, as an Eid, it has absolutely no basis in the sources of Islam. Of course, if we have this distinction in mind and then we celebrate his birthday as we do regarding our own birthdays maybe, or the birthdays of our relatives, then of course this is something which is more of a cultural festivity, or more of a cultural reminder of the personality of the Prophet, then this cannot be objected to, provided that we are absolutely clear in our minds that this has no religious significance and it is no religious directive of Islam. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ